While StoryCorps was in Fairbanks recently to help celebrate KUAC's 50th anniversary, 91-year-old Florence Collins talked with Polk Hafner about her choice of moving to Alaska while giving some pretty good advice.
I think we talked earlier about how it would be possible for your great-grandchildren to hear this conversation later on when they're born. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you would like to say to the great-grandchildren that don't exist yet when they hear this?
Follow your dream the best you can, and if you can't, then don't worry about it. Just do the best you can. That's how we got to Alaska in the first place. We wanted to come up here, and we managed to save enough money to do that. So
it's not a bad motto to live by. When you were growing up, did you ever imagine that you would end up in Alaska?
Not at all. Not until Florence and I came up here and decided we liked it and got jobs up here, so then we stayed.
So it was really kind of a leap into the dark when you came here.
Yes, it was. Mom thought it was a good idea, and Daddy wasn't sure. But nobody said, no, you can't go or anything like that. In fact, they came up and visited me once.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Now, you were the only, you were their only child,
yes,
right?
Yes, I was.
So this is their only child.
Their
leaping
chance,
off into
right,
the
yeah.
unknown.
No, I wasn't going to stay in New York City and make a fortune. I was going to come up here instead and have fun, which I did.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.